Welcome to the warehouse. In this lesson, we're building a shuffle-driven bassline in Ableton Live 12 that feels right at home in jungle and old-school DNB. Think rolling, gritty, hypnotic, and just a little bit dangerous. We're not trying to make a giant, super complex bassline here. We're making something that grooves hard, leaves space, and locks with the drums like a machine. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, bass is not just low notes. Bass is rhythm. Bass is percussion. Bass is part of the drum groove. So as you work through this, keep asking yourself one question. Does it bounce with the break? Start by setting your tempo to around 165 BPM. That's a really solid beginner-friendly zone for jungle and old-school DNB. Then create a MIDI track for your bass. And if you have drums ready, loop them while you work. That part is important. Always edit the bass in context. A bass line that sounds massive on its own can feel awkward once the breakbeat comes in, so keep the drums playing while you make decisions. For the sound, let's start with Ableton's operator. Load it onto your MIDI track and use a simple sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it monophonic, because low end in this style wants focus and punch, not wide chords or stacked voices. If you want a little glide between notes, add just a tiny bit. Something subtle. Because we want movement, not gooey sliding everywhere. The goal is a clean sub-foundation first. Now build out a basic device chain after operator. A good starting order is operator, then saturator, then EQ8, then auto-filter, then compressor. This is a classic kind of approach because each device has a job. Operator makes the tone, saturator gives it harmonics, so it reads better on smaller speakers, EQ cleans up mud, auto-filter shapes the tone and adds motion, and compressor helps the bass sit with the drums. Start with gentle saturation. Just a few dB of drive is enough to bring out harmonics without destroying the clean low end. Turn on soft clip if needed, and keep an eye on output so you're not just making it louder by accident. Then use EQ8 to tidy things up. If the sound feels boxy, cut some of that low-mid mud around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overthink the sub with EQ at this stage. Just clean what gets in the way. Next, auto-filter. This is where you can darken the bass a bit and add that warehouse mood. A low-pass filter with a cutoff somewhere around 80 to 200 Hz can give you a darker, more focused vibe. Keep resonance low to moderate, and if you use the envelope, use it lightly. We want hypnotic motion, not a huge filter effect every time a note hits. Compressor is the last piece in the chain, and keep it subtle. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is plenty. Slowish attack, medium release. Just enough gain reduction to control peaks and keep the low and stable. Too much compression will flatten the bounce, and this style needs bounce. Now for the most important part, the rhythm. DNB bass lines are usually built rhythmically first, melodically second. So open a 1-bar MIDI clip and start with only a few notes. Seriously, keep it simple. 2 to 4 notes is enough if the rhythm is good. A good beginner pattern might hit on beat 1, then place a short offbeat note. Then another hit around beat 2 or 2.5, then leave some space, then add a syncopated note near the end of the bar as a pickup. You want call and response, not a straight robot pattern. Think of it like the bass is answering the drums, not fighting them. Leave room for the snare. If the snare lands on 2 and 4, avoid holding bass notes right on top of those hits unless you're doing it deliberately for tension. Bass is your friend here. In this style, silence can hit as hard as notes. Once the notes are in, shorten them. This is huge. A lot of beginners leave notes too long, and the groove gets smeared. Short notes create that percussive, tight jungle feel. Aim for short lengths, somewhere between a 16th and an 8th note for most hits, and make sure there are small gaps between notes, where the groove can breathe. If the bass feels muddy, shorten the notes before you change the sound. Now let's add shuffle. In Ableton Live, open the groove pool and choose a swing groove, something like MPC Swing 16 or any subtle 16th swing preset. Drag it onto your MIDI clip and start around 54 to 58% swing. Keep the timing adjustment subtle, with very little random. You want controlled shuffle, not sloppy timing. The trick here is that your drums can stay fairly straight while the bass leans a little. That contrast is classic jungle energy. The bass pulls against the break, and that's what gives it life. Use velocity too. Don't make every note the same strength. A little variation makes the line feel more human and more played. Maybe the first note is medium, the offbeat note is a little softer, the next note is stronger, and the pickup is medium again. This kind of shaping is subtle, but it makes a big difference. If the bass line feels too clean or too polite, that's where a second layer comes in. Keep your sub layer clean and centered, Then create a separate mid-bass layer with Wavitable. Choose a saw, square, or some other harmonically rich source, and keep it in mono as well. Then high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. The mid layer is where you can add attitude, grit, and audibility on smaller speakers. Distort the mid layer if you want, but keep the deep sub clean. That separation is one of the secrets to heavy DNB bass design. For the mid layer, a chain like Wavitable, Auto Filter, Saturator, and EQ8 works really well. High pass the low end around 100 to 150 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Add a little saturation for crunch, and if it gets harsh, cut some of that sharpness in the 2 to 5k Hz range. The point is to give the bass some character without making the whole low end fuzzy. Now listen to the bass with the drums looping. This is where you become a bass programmer instead of just a note writer. Ask yourself if the bass supports the break, if it leaves room for the snare, and if the low end feels tight. If something sounds crowded, don't rush to add more processing. Usually, the fix is to shorten notes, move a hit slightly, or remove one note entirely. In this style, less sustain usually means more attitude. You can also add subtle motion with automation. Try opening the filter a little on the last note of the bar, or nudge the saturation drive slightly in one section. Small moves like that create momentum without turning the whole thing into a wobble effect. For warehouse-style DNB, subtle is powerful. We want hypnotic pressure, not flashy distraction. A great next step is to build a 4-bar phrase. Don't just loop the exact same bar forever. Make bar 1 your bass groove, bar 2 add one extra note or a small variation, bar 3 drop a note for space, and bar 4 add a pickup that leads back into the loop. That little bit of variation keeps the listener locked in, without making the line feel busy. A really useful trick is the answer back phrase. Have bar 2 react to bar 1. Maybe bar 1 is simple and solid, and bar 2 adds a little twist. That makes the bass feel like it's speaking. Another good trick is the silent space variation. Sometimes the most powerful move is removing a bass hit for one beat, and letting the drums breathe. When the bass comes back, it feels heavier. If you want extra old school flavor, try a tiny pitch movement at the start of a note, or add a ghost note very quietly before a main hit. Those little details can make the line feel more alive. And if the bass disappears on smaller speakers, that's usually a sign you need more harmonics in the midrange, not more sub. A little saturation or a quiet upper layer can fix that. One more pro move. Once you love the groove, resample it. Freeze or flatten the track, bounce it to audio, and then slice or rearrange tiny parts. Jungle producers do this all the time, because audio gives you more control over texture and arrangement. It's a great way to turn a good loop into something that feels arranged and alive. So here's your challenge. Build a 2-bar shuffle bass loop with a clean sub layer, a character layer, a small amount of swing, short notes, and at least one ghost note. Keep the note count low. Make sure it doesn't fight the snare. Then listen back and ask, does it bounce, does it shuffle, and does it still feel tight on a club system or even on smaller speakers? Remember the core lesson. Warehouse bass is not about complexity. It's about timing, space, and controlled movement. Start simple, make it groove, then add character. That's how you get that rolling jungle and old-school DNB energy that feels like it belongs in a dark room with big speakers and flashing lights.